It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. Almost every Monday, we ask NPR's Steve Henn or Laura Seidel to tell us about the week ahead in tech news. Well, today we're going for broke. As we say goodbye to 2012, we thought we'd take a look ahead a bit further into the new year. Steve and Laura both join us now to give their best guesses as to what's in store for us in 2013. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
And Laura, let's start with you. What do you think? Is this the year we finally get jetpacks?
Yes, we're going to get jetpacks, and they're going to be traffic jams over Manhattan. No, alas, not yet. We are likely to get new game consoles this year from both Sony and Microsoft. And what you're likely to see is, as always, you're going to have better graphics and very likely 3D, at least from Sony, probably from both of them. So gamers have that to be excited about. But you're also going to see, I think, a continuation of the trend of turning these devices into more than just game consoles, but into something that's really a home entertainment center. And word on the street is that particularly Microsoft is going to go for this. So you might have a game console that wirelessly connects to every screen in your house. So you could have somebody playing a game in one room and watching television through the game console in another room. And so it really will be this central device in your house.
Very exciting. Now, we've been hearing a lot about 3D printing lately. Do you think that'll come to play a bigger role in the consumer market?
Yes. The price of 3D printers has come down significantly. And for those who aren't exactly sure what it is, it basically takes material. It could be a metal, whatever. It melts it down, and then it prints it into a 3D object. So you might be able to print out your own jewelry or toys. So I think this is the year you're really going to see that. And I think that's going to be an exciting trend for people, especially if you're creative.
And finally, speaking of trends, Laura, tablets have caught on with consumers, but in terms of sales, they still are in the shadow of the laptop. Does that change next year? Does the tablet overtake the laptop?
I think it changes big time. As we know, Apple introduced this back in 2010, and tablets have taken off. The prices come down. You've got Google, you've got Amazon, and in a lot of ways, you can work on these devices now. So I think people will think, do I want a laptop, or am I going to spend $200 on a Google Nexus, say? And I think people may very often go for the tablet. And I think this year they will actually overtake the laptops and sales. And lastly, speaking of Apple, I want to say a lot of people believe Apple is going to release a streaming music service this year, and that's going to be big. That will add to the landscape of Pandora and Spotify.
Well, on to Steve Henn. Steve, I hear that you also have some predictions for the coming year, including the price tags of some of those devices Laura just mentioned, smartphones, tablets.
Yeah, I think that smartphones and tablets prices will continue to come down. That's a trend that we've seen for a long time. But I think what that means is that some of the most interesting technology trends will actually take place in the developing world. Right now, the vast majority of phones that are sold in developing countries are feature phones. But as that begins to change, as the price of smartphones comes down, we're going to see first millions and then billions of people connecting to the internet through these smartphones. And really what that gives them access to for the first time is supercomputing in their pocket. You know, I think that obviously this trend won't happen all at once and it won't happen all next year. But as it accelerates, I think it will transform economics in these regions, politics, in really profound ways. So that's one thing I'm going to be watching next year.
And what about the good old-fashioned PC? Where is it left in all this?
Well, I think the bigger, older mainline PC manufacturers, especially ones with roots in the United States, will continue to struggle mightily. You know, in 2011, HP abandoned its own smartphone platform. Just a few weeks ago, Dell announced it was getting out of the smartphone business. And I think really that these companies, by doing that, have cut themselves off from a huge part of where growth in computing is going to take place in the next few years, in these lighter, cheaper devices and in developing markets around the world.
Well, if the PC is a kind of dinosaur at this point, tell us about some new evolving life form that we haven't seen yet.
Well, I think one of the new life forms will be in the emergence of devices that we didn't previously think of as computers, having really sophisticated computing and connectivity embedded in them. So we're already seeing things like that with Google Glass. These are these augmented reality glasses that Google will start selling next year that will project data about your environment on lenses just a few inches from your eyes. I think we're going to see much more of that. I think we're going to see connectivity and computing embedded in more cars, glasses, obviously, watches, and thermostats. But I think what's going to distinguish these products isn't going to be sort of their design aesthetics, but the idea that artificial intelligence will drive them to give users really contextually relevant information when they need it. So I think in the future, maybe even next year, you're going to come to expect your smartphone to warn you if there is a traffic jam coming. And if you're choosing between digital wallets that are built into your mobile phone, you're going to choose the one that offers you really smart financial advice. That trend I sort of think of as big data for little people. And that's the final trend I'm watching this.
Well, Steve Henn and Laura Seidel, it sounds like an interesting year ahead. Thanks to both of you.
You're welcome.
Our pleasure.